What is up, you colonizers? Welcome back to the All Days Off podcast / show. It is July 5th, the day after Independence Day.
What is up, everybody? How are you guys doing? It's us. We the people.
We're the people in order to form the greatest country on the planet.
That's what we were just talking about this, actually. We were like, why do we get off for the 5th of July? Mm-hmm. Last year we got off for the 3rd of July. Now we're getting off for the 5th of July. And we were just thinking, like, what were you saying before?
Well, I was just like, I want to know what came first, the party or the day off, you know?
Okay.
Like, did we get into a stretch of, like, everybody was getting drunk on the 4th? So, like, they wanted to give us at least a day off to recover. So, like, hey, guys, like, whenever this became a holiday in, like, the 1800s, I guess. So, like, listen, motherfuckers, like, we get drunk a lot on the 4th. Let's, mm-hmm. Let's give ourselves a day off after. Like, we're all not functioning. We're puking. We're coming off our cocaine binges. Like, yes. It's been a lot. Maybe we should give ourselves a day off. Or to start with, here's a day off. Oh, shit. We have a day off tomorrow. Let's go on a coke binge, get really drunk, and throw up. So I was just curious.
Yeah. And we
chicken or the egg scenario.
We actually just found out the real reason that we get off for July 5th, and it is because it's National Bikini Day.
Right. Yeah.
National Bikini Day. Everyone's off. Everyone's wearing bikinis.
And we're celebrating. Yeah. Bunch of chicks with bikinis around us right now.
Yeah. I'm wearing one right now. It's just under my outfit. Alex has his on. Do you have yours on?
I do. Hollenberg's in bed sleeping with a bikini on. So,
I mean, no better way to spend the 5th than talk about bikinis and or sleeping.
Yeah.
Right? It really isn't anything better. But yeah, it is the 4th.
It's had the 5th.
Had a great weekend. It's the 4th weekend. It's the 4th weekend.
Another recording on an actual day off, and thank God it is a day off. I went to sleep like fairly early last night. I was knocked out by like midnight.
Yeah.
Thank God I was very drunk. Because I fell asleep, no problem with all the fireworks going on around me.
Yeah, it was getting pretty crazy. You know, but you were just hanging out yesterday. I actually did absolutely nothing. I had a rough night Saturday. Stayed in bed till about 2. Woke up, walked, took one lap outside, one block radius lap. Everything I went to closed. So then I ended up just getting a nice chicken vodka parm hero.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. It was incredible. But it was late, so I didn't really know what I did for dinner. But yeah, I didn't have much to do. All my friends are out east. Real original guys.
Sick,
Hamptons
dude.
For the 4th? Yeah, I've never heard of that one before. Why don't you get your own personality and do something different? Like stay in New York City and do nothing on the 4th. Right? Be unique.
What was going through... I've been in that situation before. Some holidays just don't plan never came to fruition, especially when you're doing comedy and you kind of like can't take part in those weekends that your friends are doing anymore. But I would sit home and I would have been feeling some real tense FOMO. Instagram would have been a scary place to be on yesterday.
Kind of feeling FOMO, but like I really wasn't. I don't know what it was. And what happened kind of was is like all my home friends were doing stuff with their school friends. All my school friends were doing stuff with their home friends. And then there's I, right? And then there's me. I did some comedy. I watched some comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a couple of your shows. Just got super, super blackout. You know, the only day I kind of felt FOMO was on the 4th. But it was weird because on the 3rd, the night of the 3rd, I'm just like, tomorrow, I am going to do absolutely nothing. It's going to be sick. And then tomorrow came, the 4th came, and I was just like, this is dope. And then I got super bored. I was like, what the hell do I do? Ended up walking up like to my roof just to, like, I heard like the fireworks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went up. They were fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
People talk shit about fireworks. I get it. But this year, Macy's, bravo.
Mm-hmm.
You put on a fantastic performance. It was quite spectacular. The Empire State Building was jizzing its face off. It was incredible. And then I was just like, hey, you know what? I'm kind of hungry. I didn't really eat dinner. I want to treat myself. You know, Joey Chestnut ate 75 fucking hot dogs. I can go get some ice cream.
Does he throw them up after?
I don't know what he does, but he looks great.
Yeah, there's no way you can like
besides
keep all
his
that
teeth.
Down.
Yeah, I mean, good for him, man. He wins again, sets a new record.
Imagine just like you're so good that you're just breaking your own records.
Yeah. Nobody even came close. Nobody even came close. I think the second place is like 50 or something.
Yeah. It's just such a very odd thing. Like, I love eating.
Yeah.
Hot dogs are good. I had a hot dog yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But that's competitive eating is such an odd, like, how do you, that's what I'm going to dedicate my life to.
Professional.
Yeah.
Professional sport.
Professional.
It's really incredible. I mean,
I think if you puke during the hot dog eating contest, you have to eat it or you're disqualified, right?
Really? I don't know.
Well, okay. That was the way it was when
That's
we
fun,
did,
though. I like that.
We did triathlon. Did you ever do this in college? Triathlon?
No, I actually just chilled in college.
No, it was just. Well, did I do what a triathlon it was? It was three people, a 30 rack of beer.
Oh, okay.
An ounce of weed. No, an eighth of weed and a pizza pie.
We called it something different. I forgot what it was called. Okay. It was fucking. What? Cake? Like a case race or something like that. Yeah, through all those, yeah.
But if you throw up, you're eliminated.
Oh, okay, like no, everyone. I remember we did it once or twice. Everyone was just spending the night yakking.
Yeah,
and we're like, okay, this is fun. It was actually a great time. However, like everyone's yakking, so we're not really trying to get with each other.
It's really funny. It would always turn into us just like ending up destroying the fraternity house. like once the winner is declared, we all just start flipping the tables and just like destroying and demolishing everything.
That's fun.
What a time college was.
College was fucking sick. It really was.
So you were alone during the fourth. That's cool, Corey.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
I'm glad to hear that you're comfortable with it.
I mean, like, normally I'd be like, oh my God, whatever. But like, I'm just like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's going to forget about it. It was raining all weekend in the Hamptons, so good for you. Yep, you really, really showed us.
Thank God you took that one road. Thank God you took that trip.
The one road.
There weren't more roads.
The thing is, the fact that everybody was there actually gave me less FOMO because I was just like, okay, cool. Right. Cool. Like, sick.
Oh, sick. You're there?
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
You're there too?
Yeah.
Sick.
It was like there's so many people there that actually became unmemorable. And not in a good way. They're like, oh, I was black. I don't remember anything. It was just like, oh, you just waited online a bunch and got rained on.
Yeah.
I did the same thing here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to a buddy's party where it was all, everyone was coupled up except for me and one other girl. Two single people and then, you know, like four or five couples. And this was like, I try and avoid those situations, or just like, I hope that if I get invited to an event like that, like more of my single boys will show up, but like none of them were there.
Yeah. Like just, more dudes. We need more single guys here right now.
I'm sure it's just pressure that I feel, but I just feel like everybody at that party is looking around like, okay, they're together. Wait, who's this fuck? Is that guy gay? Is he with, no? Oh, there's a single girl here too. When are they going to fuck?
Taken people just love being matchmakers.
Yeah. Why aren't they having sex right now?
Leave us alone, you fucking nerds. Yeah.
So I finally got drunk enough and approached her. Just like to have a conversation that she wasn't feeling it. I was like, all right, peace.
Yeah, bye. Whatever.
Keep getting blackout.
What are you gonna do? Yeah, of course. Get blackout. I walked past places that like smell like burgers and hot dogs. And I was like, fuck, I really want. It just, I don't get, you know, so I spent the day, I was alone. I spent the day on Twitter, obviously, just scrolling through, consuming all this content about everybody hating the fucking fourth because of blah, 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 and this and that. And like, I get it, but like, you're given a free day to just barbecue with your friends and family and get fucked up and eat burgers and hot dogs. You know what? Just fucking enjoy it. Right,
you're just celebrating that we're an independent country.
Yeah,
that's
just
like,
enjoy.
Are you like, no, I don't want to be independent.
I get it. Yeah, you're pissed off because 400 years ago, people, whatever.
It's more than that. It's the curse. Yeah, I know.
I get it. We could do that every other day, though. And you guys do that every day.
Yeah.
Let me eat a hot dog. Put your phone down. Grab a fucking burger. Get a hot dog, Bud Light, or whatever beer of your choice. Or if you don't drink. A nice Coke I had yesterday.
Yeah.
Fantastic. A nice cold Coke. It really hit the spot.
American.
It was so American. Nothing more American than Italian American, right?
Yeah.
Nothing more American than a nice chicken parm.
Yeah. We were straight American food.
This isn't real Italian food. Well, yeah, it is. It's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you claim that, right?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you claim stuff that's sick when people like you? Like, it's like, this isn't real Chinese food, but like, it's sick, so just say it is, right?
Yeah.
Why won't you just claim it? Sesame chicken, claim it.
It's an Americanized version, but it's like really good. But
yeah, it's sick.
Fuck.
It's
oh, shit, sick. That might be what I'm getting for dinner tonight.
Yeah. It's so fucking good. I mean, I don't know.
The other thing is like, I don't consider myself like a very patriotic person. It's just not something I think about a lot. In fact, most of the time, I'm like, this country is backwards and upside down, and so much shit is weird. But like also think about like the biggest thing we've faced as a country was this COVID thing over the last year and a half. And like we're out able to do this shit and not worry about any of that right now if you're vaccinated, because we made these vaccines. Like as much as like everyone want to bitch about our country or whatever, can we at least look at the fact like we, in the end, like we're pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Because we have, we're advanced enough and have good enough scientists and doctors that we made fucking vaccines.
Yeah, we
did that. We were able to supply ourselves and didn't rely on another country. Like that's a pretty big win, America.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
Can we give some credit for like something?
I know, right? Well, like that sesame chicken.
I don't think any cops killed anybody yesterday.
Who knows?
Some people killed themselves with fireworks.
Yeah, it's fucking
that
crazy.
I was saying this to you before. Like, I've never been the guy on 4th of July that. So like, I hope that there's like fireworks, like amateur fireworks there, and I hope that I get to light one. You know, I'm never the guy who's like, I want to light the firework.
I'm never gonna want to light the firework. I like watching them. I'm not trying to JPB myself now.
I like watching them, but I don't like the situations. Like I used to go to this 4th of July party in high school. It was like one kid would just buy fireworks.
Yeah,
right? Just set them off in like his backyard. I was like, I'm standing the way the fuck back here.
It's always the suspect kid who drank like four Monster Energy drinks.
I mean, this
the
kid
morning
later
before.
In life spent several years in jail. So like come on. The kids who set up the fireworks are not going to be best off.
Who knows? They probably stole them. Fucking scumbag.
Yeah. I also love going on Twitter and seeing people who are like, who are veterans, like how the fireworks, like, I guess just like remind them of war and like that. And then that makes them like hate the country, I guess. I'm like, do you think it's maybe just like kind of a coincidence that fireworks sound like war? Like, I don't think when they started doing fireworks for Independence Day, it was like, let's make this sound like war. Or was it?
I don't know.
Rockets, red glare.
Yeah.
The bombs bursting in air. Maybe it was.
Who knows? It is crazy. Like, when they first went off, the fireworks, and I was just looking at them, like, they're just blowing shit up in the sky. Everyone's cool with it.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking cool with it. The whole city turned into like smoke from it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the Empire State Building was doing its thing too, which was also crazy because like, how did they even measure out how far the fireworks can go? Mm-hmm. I never like, cause like they were going out, you know, mm-hmm. and there were buildings next to it. People were just like, is it going to hit another building?
Yeah.
And then at like 12 a.m. also, that's when like all these people like started just going around the streets, blowing up fireworks and shit. It was like, on 2nd Avenue in the middle of the street right next to my apartment, they were just blowing up fireworks. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on right now? Cops immediately went there, but I was just like, this is crazy. They're just blowing up fireworks in the middle of 2nd Ave.
All these fireworks. What is this? Summer 2020 protests? What's going on right now?
I was just like, "What is it going to hit my window? Right? Yeah. That would suck.
Speaking of how upside down the country is, and maybe why some people aren't so like, the point I was making about the fireworks is that just like people seem to want to take the fun out of everything, mm-hmm. about 4th of July, everything, every little part of it. Stop the patriotism, stop the fireworks. Oh, here's some plant protein burgers that I'm going to throw on. It's like, fuck you.
Ugh, shut
fuck
up.
Fuck you.
Don't do that. You should bring one or two just for the people who are vegan.
Right. That's what they did.
And then the vegans always try, but oh my, it actually tastes like a real burger. You should try. No, it doesn't. Shut up.
I've had them. I've had some plant-based stuff. It's not terrible. It's really
not
bad.
It's not a burger.
It's not what I'm going to eat.
Yeah, it's not what I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
I got Halo Top yesterday because, you know, I went to this place and there was a line, like an ice cream shop. There was a line literally around the block, mm-hmm. which makes me wonder. I'm like, why does anybody ever wait on these lines that are so long? Lines should never be that long because you shouldn't wait on them. If you see that it's so long, don't wait on them. Leave.
I guess the only line that's long that would ever make sense is for the women's bathroom. Other than that, like, just don't wait in line.
I just don't understand. Like, I get it. You want ice cream. You're going to wait like that long
for
ice cream?
There's a million other options.
Unless they're pumping them out, unless they're pumping these guys in and out of their restaurant, and you know that for a fact, I didn't see the line moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I see a line that huge, and I was just so upset. I was just like, why is it even ever that long? Like, nobody's turning around saying, fuck that.
Yeah.
So I went to 7-Eleven, and I was like, scrolling through the ice cream options, and it's either you get your Ben and Jerry's half baked, which is like 4 billion calories, mm-hmm. or you get like the most bland Halo Top that's like 300 calories.
It tastes like shit.
The thing is, I respect Halo Top.
This is so sad.
I
was eating Halo Top alone on 4th of July.
Yep, that's what I was doing.
Wow. You're like a divorced 30-year-old white chick.
I was just like, I was just missing a bottle of wine. And maybe
you're
a quarter Xanax.
You're watching fireworks alone.
So I was just like, I respect Halo Top for what they do, because you know they get to the point, they know what they're doing. They put the total amount of calories per pint on it. I fuck with that. Don't give me this 300 per serving. I have to do the math and shit because I hate that. And just like, don't even, you know, stop trying to spin it away. And nobody goes by the serving size. Nobody's taking out a cup, a measuring cup, when they're fucking scooping their ice cream. Shut up, right?
Yeah, don't, if you do bought that. A pint of ice cream, you're not measuring out how much you're eating. But on the Ben and Jerry's, they do. They show, here's the serving size and here's the whole thing. If you really
I like what Halo Top does. You know?
Well, it's just better because there's just 300 calories. They're straight 2000.
Up. Yeah. They're straight up about what they do. And like, I know what I'm getting when I get Halo Top. I know it's going to be a little bit bland, but just, you know, I respect what they're doing out there. You know, they understand. They understand the grind. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like it. I like Halo. Everything should kind of be like Halo Top. So once Halo Top sets the bar for 300 and it tastes like this, they're setting the bar for future ice cream companies to be, we're $300, but I'm $300. We're 300 calories, but it tastes a little bit better. You know, set the bar. That's why I fuck with Halo Top. Set the bar. Skinny Pop. They set the bar. They're making popcorn skinny. That's fucking sick. Make it a little bit better.
It's
an
easier thing to make skinny than ice cream. But I respect any company out there that's trying to make unhealthy things healthier.
Yeah.
It should be better.
Yeah. Set the bar. And like, I feel like there should be restaurants out there that are like following this. I'm kind of like losing track of what I'm saying, but no, but I was like thinking about this before. I'm like, you should have like your extremely like OD menu, like, you know, you're ordering off this menu, it's gonna be 4 billion calories, and then they should have like a separate, like, okay, this is like actually kind of healthy for you.
Yeah,
let's make Americans healthy again, but you gotta test out, you gotta experiment, you gotta live life. So get that 50,000 calorie burger once in a while.
Every menu should have basically like three options. Like, how much of a piece of shit do you want to be right now?
Yes.
Massive piece of shit, mild piece of shit, I'm good today.
Yeah.
Good today.
That's what it should be. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's what it all should be. You know, a huge piece of shit day. And like, sometimes, like, you know, you're going out to a restaurant, sometimes you're like, yo, huge piece of shit day.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be a piece of shit.
And there's always that motivation. It's seemingly like if you have a long day of drinking, the next day is going to be a piece of shit day. I want to get Chinese food so badly.
So badly, yeah.
American Chinese food. I want to get it so, because I'm not controlled by China. I want to get American Chinese food tonight. But like, fuck, I have this wedding coming up and I'm trying to look slim for it.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't go to the gym today. What are you, a piece of shit?
I haven't been to the gym.
I mean, I went because I'm the man and whatever. You know?
I mean, like, if I spent 4th of July alone yesterday, today, I would have definitely gone to the gym. I'd have written a screenplay. I would have done, like, so much shit today.
Yeah, you probably would have written a full movie.
I would have felt so guilty about what a loser I was the day before that I need to do, like, good stuff.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Recording a fire show right now.
Woke up, ran 20 miles.
Fuck.
And then I did 4,000 sit-ups.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad my kidney stone is gone because... No, I'm actually a little upset it's gone because now I lost my excuse not
to
run.
Your excuse to do shit, yeah. That sucks. You always need like some sort of excuse to just like fucking bail.
I'm going to try and grow another one.
Grow another one, yeah.
Like eat all the stuff. Like never drink water.
Never drink
and
water.
And eat all the stuff that you're not supposed to eat.
Yeah.
See if I can like pass like the most massive stone.
I mean... Hey, good for you. I hope that you know, pans out.
You'll support me in this endeavor?
Yeah, but you can't bail on shit that I want to do, though.
Okay, fine.
Or else I'll call you out, you know?
Speaking of how upside down the country is, a couple stories to get to. First, on the lighter side, the woman from the Olympics who got disqualified for testing positive for marijuana.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about this before. Like, obviously, it's not a big deal. It should not be part of... Not for any job interview. Like we had said before, like if you're like a CIA agent or someone where like your job is protecting like hundreds or thousands of people, maybe I don't want someone who smokes pot doing that job. You know? It's not, I don't know, there's something about it because like everyone says, oh, it's harmless, it's great, this is a real good drug, but like you can make it not harmless. You can make it habit forming.
Prime examples.
Yeah, you're talking to two people who think that they've turned it into a problem. But like, and no, it's like not as bad as alcohol. Like health-wise, probably.
Who knows? I just feel like this. I nobody knows. I feel like this recent trend of comparing it to alcohol just to get it legalized is just shoving down the bad things about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. However, that being said, nothing. You shouldn't be taken out of anything like sports related, if you test positive for anything that is not performance enhancing,
yeah,
it is just like so ridiculous.
It's performance declining.
Yeah, it's performance declining. And I don't understand, unless you're cheating, which everybody in baseball does, but like whatever. Like this person, Shakari Richardson, she smoked weed a couple times, once or twice. I don't know. Like, I don't know how often she did it. Now she's kicked out of the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's like fucking sucks.
Also, who cares about the Olympics? These people's dreams is to be in the Olympics. Just let them fucking do it. Like, they're going to need the weed for afterwards. Yeah. You know, Michael Phelps is all like depressed now because he realized, oh, yeah, I can't swim my entire life.
Yeah.
There comes a point where you just can't swim anymore.
Forever.
What's my purpose now if I can't swim? You know, like, obviously you're gonna need some weed for all that anxiety and stress.
Of course.
So you can create more anxiety and stress so you can fall asleep.
That's the great cycle that we go through.
But yeah, it is dumb. Because like basically if you're saying you can't do a job because of it, that's like you're making a character assessment of this person because they smoke pot. You should not judge somebody's character based on smoking pot. That's why I think it should be legal and it should be treated like alcohol, but we also shouldn't go over the line and be like, there's absolutely no negative potential effects of doing this.
I mean, they're going to have to figure out a way to like test somebody if they're currently high at the moment. And then once that happens, you know.
I mean, I think you can.
Can you? Really? Yeah. How?
I mean, there's a way.
There's tests for that?
I mean, not like a breathalyzer. You can just tell. If someone's stoned, they're
okay,
stoned.
But like, you can't because like when we get fucking sick-ass rotos and stuff,
true.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Not a single person knows.
It is funny. If it's not performance enhancing, why should it matter? That's like a performance unenhancer. It actually makes your performance worse. You know what? If female trans athletes want to compete with men, if men trans athletes want to compete in women's sports, they should be forced to smoke weed during the games.
Just to make bring their performance down a little bit. Bring them down a little bit. Okay.
Make them a little slower. Make them a little hungry, distracted.
Of course. Who knows? Get them starving right before they have to deadlift something.
Yeah.
I mean, that just sounds like the worst, being high while running. Is that the worst thing? I was saying this. I was just like, yeah, it turns out runner's high, gateway drug.
Yeah.
Gateway drug.
Clearly.
And that's why you shouldn't run.
Yeah.
You shouldn't run. You should never run because it's going to lead to stuff that starts off as weed and then turns into probably heroin.
Yeah.
And now.
Then probably like push-ups.
That's what happened. You start running, you become a crackhead.
Yeah.
So don't run. Stop it. Never run again. And everything should just be done vehicularly.
Electronically.
It could be. Or gas scooter. Who knows?
And then, you know, once you've done the heroin, you get up to fentanyl. And then all of a sudden, you're at CrossFit.
You're done.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah, you're done. You're done. You're dead because you started running. You got a high from running, and then it ruined your entire life. So don't do that. Stop running.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get fucked.
I've heard people say it's fun. Sounds like a nightmare.
Running?
Running when you're high.
Oh, running when you're high.
Yeah.
I mean, that just sounds like probably the top 10 most miserable things on the planet.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't experienced more miserable things, but running while high sounds miserable.
I've never, like, smoked and then immediately gone for a run. I've smoked and then maybe, like, a few hours later gone for one, and even that sucks.
Yeah, but you're still fatigued and stuff, I'm sure. But, yeah, all in all, it's what happens when you run. You get a runner's high, gateway drug to weed, then heroin. Then you're dead.
Yeah.
So don't run.
Can I tell you something I've been doing to try and become a better person?
Okay, yeah.
I started meditating. I didn't tell you this.
Really?
Yeah.
Like full-blown meditating?
Like I've done 3 sessions on this like free app. I'm testing it out before I buy.
Where do you do it?
I just sit in my tiny desk chair in my room. Throw on the meditation. It's just breathing.
Oh, okay. Just breathe. Do you have to like do the whole cross your leg stuff? And like
you can. I think you just
and the okay sign, which is now what is this now? This is like I'm a Nazi or something.
Yeah, this is Proud Boys. I think
Proud Boys,
something like that, or the 3%ers.
What's that?
Which are like a white supremacist group.
Okay.
Yeah. I love America. Clip it.
That's funny. So. White supremacists, hate runners.
You're off the meditating? I thought you were going to like rip into me.
No, I'm not going to rip into you. Not at all. No. I'm actually, how's it working? How's it going?
So, I mean, basically, I feel like I'm just constantly thinking and not good thoughts. And I just like, you know, like, even if like right now we're having a conversation, but I'm not really here having this conversation.
I'm thinking of other shit. I've been thinking like that for maybe past 15 minutes.
A million insecurity. Exactly. Yeah, I'm freaking out right now. And apparently this is what helps with that. And I'm willing to give it a shot.
Just be able to be in the now.
In the present.
Good, because I need that.
Have a better understanding of how your consciousness works and how thoughts come through your mind and identify them. And, you know, just take a moment.
And you just get all that
your thoughts
from,
control you. Yeah, apparently. It's funny because as I'm doing it, because you're trying to just like not think. Just focus on your breath. Don't think. Naturally, thoughts are going to pop up.
Yeah, because you're first just like, okay, don't think. Don't think about, you know, that time your ex-girlfriend cheated on you and the time where you forget. Did you even pay your credit card bill? Your credit card is probably bombing right now.
Also, I'm like, when I'm thinking, don't think, is that a thought? Did I just fuck up? And usually the thought comes like, oh, you suck at meditating. That's like, you're really bad at this.
You can't even do anything. You can't even meditate, right? You fucking loser.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so the point is like, it's hard. It's practice. It's like you need to work on it. But I'm willing to give it a shot because I can't. It's just an endless stream of mostly negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know?
I get that. I might have to try it out. So was the app's $500 a month.
It's $100 lifetime.
It costs money.
I think so. It's $100 for a lifetime. So it comes with a lot of extra stuff. It's this guy whose podcast I listen to. I like him. I trust him. But he also has like a meditation practice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does he like send you any shit? Like for the...
Do you get anything from it?
Or do you just like get the videos to watch? Like,
it's
do they
videos,
send you
it's
stuff?
It's audio recordings. It's like a bunch of different types of... There's different types of meditation, so you can try different types of it. It's all like he sends like daily meditations that you could do. I still haven't figured it all out yet, but there's a lot of content on there.
Okay.
You know what's cool about it is that this guy, because he's like, everything's behind a paywall for him, but he's like, if you want to join any of my stuff and you really can't afford it, you could just write us an email saying like, hey, I want to join, but I really can't afford it. And they'll give it to you for free. No questions asked.
Not even a question of why can't you afford it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if they do any sort of background check.
That's what I'm saying. I think you have to show some sort of proof.
Swear to God, he says no questions asked. We'll give it to you for free.
Yeah.
It must be sick to be that wealthy that you could do that.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is kind of, I guess, like, from his perspective, he's like, okay, like, I'm trying to, like, help people out. Like, everyone's probably stressing about money and I'm just going to take more from them.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can't do it, like, whatever, reach out to me. But then, like, what happens? I'm wondering, like, you know, this guy fixes somebody's life like so drastically for off of free membership, and now they're like super loaded, and they just still have a free membership.
Yeah. Maybe I should pay him that $100 now.
Yeah.
He turns your life around. You're now fucking Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we were going back to weed and its harmful effects. Like, I'm convinced that if I had never smoked a joint in my life, I would be Jeff Bezos right now.
Yeah, you.
I was one unsmoked joint away from being a billionaire.
That is all I think about.
Yeah.
All I think about is how the last 4 years of my life have just been a fog.
Yeah. Everything just went out the window the first time I ever smoked. Mm-hmm. They were right. Dare was right.
Yep.
It's not a gateway drug.
And it all
drug.
Starts from running.
Mm-hmm.
You run, it turns into smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
What's next, Alex? On the street. You. Me. Maybe together, maybe separate. Probably separate because we're going to have to figure out, you know, if we're together, that means we're in the same spot. We're not going to be able to, like, grab as much money as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have to spread out, kind of like, you know, layer seed across the city. Then we start a corporation.
What did you just say? Layer seed across the city.
Layer seed across the city.
It makes it seem like we're going to be homeless and fucking a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what it starts off.
We're
going
to be homeless on 4Play Social trying to spread our seed across the city.
That's probably what we're going to be doing. And, you know, that's why you don't run.
Back to some more really just fucked up news. Bill Cosby got a victory out of jail. Wild. It's crazy to me. What, like 50 women came forward with like the same exact accusations, but like he was only being charged under for one of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand.
This shit was like 5 years ago.
Also, but like this all got reversed based on a promise that was made back in 2005 that he wouldn't be charged for this one or some shit. Like,
yeah,
you lose perspective of like how long this whole thing has been out there and going on for, and then how Hannibal Buress just like brought it back onto everybody's mind.
Yeah, he was just like, hey, you know, Bill, it's just rapist.
You lose because like it comes back into the news and it's what everybody's talking about, but you like don't realize how long. Like same thing with like Michael Jackson. Like this shit has been going on forever, and like these guys never get seem to never get convicted. This is why lawyers get paid so much. It's because of this shit right here.
Yeah, but we were just watching Liar Liar.
Right.
And turns out lawyers, super bad people. They don't spend enough time with their kids. Mm-mm. They lie and cheat on their wives. Mm-hmm. That's why we're comedians.
That's why we're doing comedy.
That's why we're
stuff.
Doing this. I'm not trying to like add another one of those womanizing, you know, not spend time with your kids type guys into this planet.
I would hate to see how Jim Carrey's fictional child in Liar Liar turned out later in life because of all the neglect.
You know what happened?
Rich lawyer father.
You know what probably happened? He got super stressed one day, mm-hmm. went for a run, got high off the run, started smoking weed. Mm-hmm. You know, he needed more of a high, turned into weed, crack.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now he has two kids. That
That's
he's
why you don't become a lawyer, because then your son's going to start running.
Yep.
Your son's going to start running, and it's going to turn into weed problems, which then turn into homeless crackheads.
No amount of money could possibly make it worth having a child who is a stoner and a runner.
Not even a little bit, yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not.
So, not going to be a lawyer. I'm going to hope that when we get famous and we're in movies and stuff, that, like, you know, our kids turn out like celebrity kids.
Yep.
Just totally fine, normally adjusted.
Bunch of Jaden Smiths.
Yeah. Yeah. Just dyeing their hair.
Yeah. That's
fucking what we need. Every gender.
Of course. Got like D Wade's kids.
Not doing marijuana because, like, they can already afford cocaine at 16. So, like, they just, like, skip.
Yeah.
Skip the marijuana.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we got to do. I mean, like, fuck being a lawyer. You see how bad it is.
You see how bad it is out there?
Yeah. But Cosby shit.
Kardashian's lawyers turned out. Kardashian's kids turned out like a nightmare, huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So that's why you can't be a lawyer. You can't be a lawyer. Don't do that. And this is what happens. Your kid will probably start running.
Yeah.
Then he'll smoke weed.
And then that's that.
And then that's that.
So he's out of jail.
Bill? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's out. It is so crazy, though. It is like, so what happened, we were talking about it was a civil case from the past, and the prosecutor said this won't be able to be charged on you for any like criminal cases moving forward or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then that's what they ended up using, which is like, okay, like you ended up using that. 5 years later now.
Yeah, did you not happening? Remember that?
Yeah,
did you not remember that?
Did you just, was it like a light bulb flash moment?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he used this and he shouldn't have. I mean, I'm sure this has been going on
Bill's
for a
been
while.
In jail this whole time. I just remembered.
Like, I get, like, you know, it's just weird that, you know, legally it's correct, but it's wrong. It's like legally it's correct, but it's wrong because, like, you just, you know, fucking rapist is pedo. Not pedo. Just rapist. He could have been pedo too. I don't even know. Fucking getting freed from jail.
Yeah.
Because of like a technicality.
Yeah.
It's like weird. It's like I compared it to like if you score and there's a flag on the play, but mm-hmm. like they didn't call the flag, so you can't overturn the call.
Yeah.
It's just like some ridiculous shit like that.
Yeah. It's like in the rule book. It's like, sorry. It's just
you can't reverse it. You can't reverse a penalty.
It should totally be reviewable because we totally can. Like we could totally look at it.
Every fucking camera. Yeah.
And we know we were wrong. Angle. We know we were wrong too, but we just can't.
You just can't. Part of the rule book.
I already said it, so.
It's written down. You can't break the rules. Yeah. Once you break the rules, anarchy happens.
It is. It's just very disheartening to see somebody who's very clearly guilty. Get to walk free. Doesn't even matter how old they are. It's also just I don't get how like there's 35, 50 women that came through with the exact same story. Maybe on this case, when it's like that bad, we should just have everybody. Let's put away the whole like. All our beliefs about an independent, a fair trial and all this shit and all these technicalities. Let's just say we know he did it.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just vote as a country. Should he? Should he
That's
go
what
to
I
jail?
Was saying. We should all just vote as a country.
We should throw it on the next ballot, on the next election.
Yeah. I get that. It should be. It's tough, man. It really is tough. You know, just like winning off a technicality like that.
Like, can't the judge have the power to be like, yeah, but it's bullshit, so.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess, whatever, but like, come on.
But like, come on, yeah.
And now they can't retry him either.
That's the new
they
article.
They can't retry him.
Yeah, that's the new article in the Constitution. Be like, I know, but come on.
Yeah, yeah, I get it, but like, come on, guys, whatever. Like,
seriously?
That's just like, turn a blind eye. But
Article 450, let's be real here.
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So, and fuck these lawyers. Going back to lawyers. Seriously, you pieces of shit.
Yeah, you blew it.
If only your son, and I guess it wasn't a lie, so that wouldn't have helped. If only that lawyer's son made a wish that his father couldn't lie.
Couldn't lie. It was the prosecutor who lied and fucked it up, I feel like. That's like the worst part about it.
Made a stupid promise, I guess.
It's not a stupid promise. It's like a... It is what it... You can't, like... I don't think... I think that just is what it is.
Well, it was a sweetheart promise. It was like the same thing with Epstein, how he just got the most ridiculous, like, sweetheart deal. Like, you'll get off, we're not gonna... And all of your people who were around your circle have permanent immunity or whatever his, like, bullshit deal was. And that's like, all these rich and powerful
like,
people.
Yeah, and any time, they're like, you get like, this nice little sweetheart deal, and anytime anybody tries, like, you know, bringing it up, like, we'll probably get rid of them for you.
Yeah.
They'll just vanish. Poof, they're gone.
Yeah.
No worries. Everything's all good.
It's funny how, like, the super rich people right now are these, like, big celebrities like Bill Cosby, one of the greatest comics of all time. Who else is, like, somebody that's gotten off? OJ, one of the best athletes of all time. And soon, in, like, 20 years, a couple of decades, it'll be, like, the super wealthy TikTokers
yeah.
who are, like, doing this shit because they're all rich and, like, corrupt and shit.
It is crazy.
Like, the guy who did the best, oh, no, video.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, he did the best one of those for, like, 5 yeah. years running. Backpack Kid is...
These are all kids. Yeah, Backpack Kid.
Backpack
yeah.
Kid is...
I want to look up how many of those kids have lawyer parents.
Yeah.
Yep. We have a lot of, you know, everyone wants to be a lawyer nowadays.
Like, speaking of other... Money. Yeah, it's stupid. Other rich and powerful people that are doing some suspect shit. Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
Damn, man. Glad you're not a Met. Holy shit.
Yeah. Punching pussies.
Punching girls in the vag.
Dude,
in the
it's
ass.
Like fucked up though. It's like
it's weird because he put out these tweets that could be, you know, doctored or not, I don't know, but it was basically her asking him for like super rough sex. But like rough is rough, I guess. But like at one point is punching a woman in the face, even if she asked for it, like fun. How
yeah,
is that?
I don't want to do that.
I'd be like so self-conscious that I'll like miss, you know, that I won't do it. She'll be like, punch me, you bitch. And I'm like, yeah. All right, fine. Oh, really? You try and clock her. And then she'll be like, that was too hard, you know? Maybe yeah. that's what happened.
I don't know. I mean, like you kind of like around like what you were saying, like how hot does a girl have to be for you to just be like, yeah, fuck it. I'll beat the shit out of you yeah. if you want me to. Like, yeah. I don't want to do that.
Not at all.
I'm just trying to get laid. I'm not trying
punch
to beat
me in
the pussy.
Yeah. No.
I'm not trying to beat the fuck out of people. Yeah. But I'm sure Trevor is probably in the wrong.
I mean, he is clearly like a hothead and a fucking just seems like a crazy dude.
Yeah.
So like it seems very on brand for him.
Yeah.
To apparently this woman, and I mean, she's under the risk of perjury that she's like saying all this stuff is true.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That she like had fractures and like apparently there are like potentially some pretty gruesome photos.
Jeez.
But like also, and I'm not, it sounds pretty bad, but if you're asking to be punched in the face, like don't be surprised if there's a bruise.
Yeah. <you know? right? laughs> What do you expect?
But again, I don't know if she really did ask to be punched yeah. in the face, and we won't know.
Girls just wake up with random bruises all the time. You think you're not going to wake up with a black eye after getting clocked in the face? I don't know. It's weird. Damn, Drake Bell also, he's catching a case from Drake yeah. and Josh. You know,
it's just,
He was just like he was just making out with too many chicks in his old child days at Nickelodeon. I guess it fucked him up. Now
see, this is why you never get successful and famous when you're young.
When you're
young. Turn into this,
yep.
It's crazy stuff.
It's nuts.
I'm gonna wait until I'm 50.
You always want more.
Yeah,
but at least things are getting back to normal, right?
Yeah.
Water is on fire. Every ocean is on fucking fire now.
Is it?
The Gulf of Mexico.
The
Gulf of Mexico. I'm not calling out on you and all your slurs and errors. So why don't you give me a goddamn fucking break, Alex? Take a seat. Let me
I'm
speak.
Sitting down.
Who cares anymore?
I
right?
just don't have anything to say about
the Gulf
this
of Mexico.
If you want it.
I mean, it just like looks like. You see the video?
I saw it. It's on fire.
Yeah.
The one funny
like
thing I had to say about it is
probably
a tweet
after
already.
Tonight. Just marinated all that sesame chicken. And also that, the Caspian Sea, I also saw is on fire. Like, you know, like, things are getting fucked up when water is on fire.
Yeah.
Water can't be on fire.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be on fire. It's supposed to not be on fire. Isn't that like, that's like one of the most consistent things I've known to this day. Water doesn't go on fire. Now it's going on fire. So can someone tell me what the hell is going on?
That's why they do the fireworks over the water so that they don't start any fires.
That's why when fire happens, you put water on it. Why, now our water is on fire?
This is crazy. And like, does like a fire station like get the call? Like, yeah, the ocean's on fire.
What do we do? Isn't the ocean supposed to like not be on fire?
Yeah, just throw some goddamn water on it. What do you want us to do?
Just splash. Yeah. Can you imagine they had like all these like trucks or whatever. But like, imagine just going out and there's a bunch of firefighters just splashing stuff.
There's like little buckets. It's not going out. I don't know what you guys want us to do.
I don't know. I just don't know anymore. Like, if the ocean's on fire, water's on fire, how am I supposed to believe anything anybody says?
Why is this still happening? How is this even a thing? Get water that doesn't set on fire.
Yeah, why? I don't know.
It's definitely, it is just also a good representation of how everything seems to be.
Like, it's like pretty on par.
Everything's on fire. Yeah. Right? We're just becoming so numbed to all these like terrible news headlines that nothing is shocking or unbelievable anymore. You know, it's kind of like when I was pledging that you just like puke and stuff so much, like it becomes like no big deal.
Yeah, you forget.
You're just like desensitized to it.
And then you like meet somebody who's not while you're doing it, and you're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
So what? To make some friends? It's like weird as fuck.
They're my brothers, dude.
Yeah.
We're not brothers until
they're
not my brothers until I stick my hand one down their throats to make a puke. I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did. We were sticking it down our own hands.
Oh, my God.
Our own throats.
Yeah. I mean, it just, the world is obviously clearly fucking ending.
Yeah.
You have to like go by the book, but then you're like, the book is wrong. Water's on fire.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to believe now? Up is down, down is up. Water's on fire.
Water's on fire. Cosby's guilty. He's innocent.
He's free. Free forever.
Drake Bell is a rapist.
Drake Bell's a rapist.
Josh is hot now.
Yeah. He's also kind of weird, though. Yeah.
Imagine how weird Jim Carrey's actor son is in Liar Liar. Must be the biggest weirdo.
Yep. All because he became a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's why we're not.
You're welcome, Mom.
Chasing clout. Welcome, Mom. You're welcome.
Listen to this episode. I'm sure she's very proud.
Yeah, I know. I also saw this other video. It was trending online. This cop was, I don't even know the full details, but the cop was like arresting somebody or whatever. And like, I guess this activist was like started videotaping him.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the cop did was the cop put on Taylor Swift so that once the video gets uploaded to these platforms, it will get taken down for copyright infringement.
Pretty brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant. Yeah. I thought it was so funny. Ended up backfiring, going viral anyway.
Yeah.
Like what?
So the cop was still identified.
Yeah. Which is kind of bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. I post a single video with a single Jay-Z song, gets taken off all platforms, whatever. Like, what do I got to do out here?
You need a lawyer.
What do I got to do out here?
You need a lawyer.
To just go viral, right? I can't post a video. This video goes, you know, up because of it. Why didn't they take down the video?
If you want to become viral, you should become a cop.
Yeah.
That's how you'll go viral.
That's the best way to go viral. That's the best way to go viral. Yeah. Becoming a cop. I just know for a fact if I was the one who posted that same, if there's the same exact situation, I posted the video, the cop would have gotten his way and it would have been taken down for copyright infringement. So it's kind of bullshit. I'm sick of these fucking people doing what they got to do. And I'm just like, what do I got to do? Right?
I just told you what you gotta do.
Water's on fire, Alex. You want me to do what you want me? You want me to do that? There's water on fire out there.
Jump on in.
Yeah.
The water's on fire. Jump on in.
The water's great. Water feels great.
Hey, how's
great.
The water? It's fucking burning, dude.
It's on fire.
There's oil everywhere. It's great. Ugh. Why is it on fire? It's like an oil spill.
Yeah, it was a pipeline burst in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's still happening?
They always, and then you see like all these gas companies like coming together tweeting about it, like, we will make this better. It's like, yeah, you're the one fucking, your fault. Yeah.
Do they, like, that? I remember when, was it Exxon? Who had the big explosion?
Exxon.
BP. No, BP. It was BP.
Oh, it's BP. I think this one could have been Exxon related.
They're putting out these those commercials after, like, we're sorry. Like, does anyone, like, it's okay. They put out a commercial saying sorry, so it's fine.
Sorry.
Now. Does that shit really change people's opinions? It's like, remember that whole BP? Well, yeah, but they apologized.
Yeah. You know? Like, what are you? You're gonna start boycotting these gas stations, and you're just like, fuck. What
it's just
am I
hard to.
How am I supposed to get gas?
People, we don't even accept.
I can't afford a Tesla.
Yeah. We don't even accept apologies anymore from like one person who apologizes for doing something wrong. A corporation, hundreds of people apologizing for doing something wrong. Fuck you.
fuck you.
I can't. I loved all the corporations coming out with their like "we're allies" commercials during Pride. Mm-hmm. I wonder with all like the vitriol and terrible talk about our country, if like in 10 years it's gonna be like Dunkin' Donuts, fuck this country. We're with you guys. Yeah. Fuck America.
Fuck America. Dunkin' runs on fuck America.
Dunkin' runs on these colonizers don't run on Dunkin'.
Fuck America runs on Dunkin'.
Burger King, Olive Garden, when you're here, you hate America.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well,
get a hot dog. Go drink a beer with your friends. You're given the day off to eat hot dogs and drink beer with your friends. Everybody could do it. We're all doing it together. Like, why don't we just all get along and get off Twitter so you stop bitching and stuff, right?
It's all for the likes.
Right?
It's all for the likes. Here's something for the likes, folks.
The likes that America fucking built.
Yeah.
All right? The likes that America fucking built.
Who built the idea that you could even like things digitally? Americans.
Americans did that. And that's what you're chasing out there.
Yeah.
So you should probably just delete. You should probably just delete everything.
Saying radical things for attention to get likes is like the most American thing.
Could be
ever.
More American ever.
You're literally defining what America is today by doing that.
Yeah.
And well, that's our show.
That's our show.
We love you.
That's our show. I mean, you expect us to just be out here.
Grinding
doing stuff
every day
while the fucking water is on fire.
I don't know what you people want from us.
What do you want? Get a grip.
Rate, review, subscribe.